95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So this is probably your Friday. This is the last day of the week for you, Kevin.
Why?
Well, because, you know, the LA Kings and Avalanche playing tomorrow. It's
tomorrow
the opening
night.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah,
right? And so you're going to go, clearly.
Yep, sure.
You don't want to leave early. And then
yes.
You're going to have to recover probably on Thursday.
Right.
And if you're going to do that, you might as well recover on Friday, too, right?
I see what you're saying.
Five-day weekend.
I like the way you think. So I'm going to a Kings game tomorrow night.
Yeah, you are.
And that means that I should take 3 days off?
I think it does.
Okay.
That's my kind of thing. And it's happening, of course, at crypto.com arena. You can get your tickets right now at lakings.com/tickets.
It is opening night.
And it's opening bleeding night.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
Very, very cool.
So
we're going to have tickets like all through the season to give out. Just constantly handing you tickets to these. So. But it's been, it's been nice. It's been a fun week.
It
Two
has.
Days.
2 days, I agree.
Wrap her up.
Give me five.
No. Five what? Go to hell. I come in here and you start asking for stuff
Songs
right away.
About gold or gold in the title?
Yeah, gold, mostly in the title. But if it's about gold, I can't think of any offhand
We're not
about gold.
Hard and fast with the rules most of the time.
There was one song about gold in Paint Your Wagon the Musical, which is
Don't
awful.
Don't request that one.
Awful.
Yeah.
And it was sung by Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
So maybe we'll play that.
I didn't have that in my
gold
big gold card today.
Gold Fever.
We have tickets for Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, we do.
We are going to talk about things your kids don't know about you.
Yes, we are.
Part two.
Yep.
People are dumb.
That is a fact.
They're taking away my Skittles and I'm upset.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? What?
And Come the KLOS on. Name game.
$1,900 sometime between now and four. You're going to pocket that.
Baby. On 95.5 KLOS.
Those guys from Long Beach who call themselves Rival Sons from their Lightbringer album, which, by the way, I like collecting vinyl, color vinyl.
Right.
Like albums that are on, blue vinyl is one of my favorites. Foreigner, Blue Morning, Blue Day I had. David Bowie, Blue Jean was on blue vinyl. Those guys have got a bright yellow vinyl copy of their Lightbringer album, and they call it the Lemonade Vinyl Variant, and there's only a few copies left of that album, Lightbringer, on that particular format. So if you like collecting that stuff, get the Rival Sons. Sweet life.
California bill aims to ban sale of popular candies containing ingredients that may cause health issues.
You know, nannies, I just don't like everything. Yeah, it's for your health. It's for the good. There's a lot of things we could do something about. You know how people are busting into malls and stealing crap?
Right.
We're not going to pay any attention to that. We're just going to say you can't have your Skittles anymore.
Some chemicals. Yeah, Skittles, by the way, is the big one that
yeah.
I and M&Ms as well.
And
I saw
M&Ms?
In the small print. Yeah. Some chemicals linked to health issues have been banned in food products in the European Union for a while.
Yeah.
And so the United States has allowed use at levels determined safe.
Sure, okay.
So now they're going, yes, but...
You know, if you don't have 10 million of them a day...
It might somewhere down the line cause cancer. Also, super hyperactivity in children.
Okay, well, sugar.
Which I go, man...
That's sugar.
It's really everything about candy is sugar.
They are hyperactive. That's what it is to be a kid.
Not just the red dye.
No.
Here's the news report.
California could make history as the first state in the nation to ban commonly used chemicals used to make a number of popular candies, from Skittles to M&Ms.
But we won't do anything about all those mall robberies.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
A new state bill targets red dye number 3 and other additives that have been linked to a wide range of health concerns, from certain cancers to hyperactivity in kids.
Now, the state law won't take effect until 2027.
Who's going to be alive by then? We'll all be dead by then. Who
Good
cares?
Work.
And the additives are reported to cause things like memory loss. And
what? What were we talking about?
Sorry.
Huh? What? Which button do I push?
Hyperactivity in children.
Woo!
With the passage of the California Food Safety Act, change is blowing through the food industry in California. Banned are red dye number 3, potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil.
Bromate, man. That's I got like some that. Vegetable oil that I'm bromating.
That's like that road way out there on the 130 or the 101. Jeez, bro, man. It's a bromate, dude.
And propylparaben.
What?
According to doctors, all 4 can cause cancer, hyperactivity in kids, and compromise the immune system.
But it means Skittles are going away.
Right, which is unacceptable.
Dude, I loathe Skittles.
Do you?
I hate them. But you like them. I have a friend
like
who
them.
Loves them, and I think you guys should get cancer
should
if you want
to.
Sure. Whatever you want to do.
If we choose cancer,
yeah.
Let us choose it.
That is Vladimir Putin's favorite song ever. He loves that song.
Speaking of him, people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're dum dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling. An Alaskan bank robber who was caught immediately after his heist because he was counting his money in front of the bank. Michael Gale Nash, 49 years old, was swiftly taken into custody for carrying out the failed scheme. He had been at that bank 5 years earlier.
5 years? So he was planning it for 5 years.
He slipped the teller a note with his name and birth date scrawled on the back of the note.
Why?
So he was named one of the dumbest criminals on many lists.
No kidding.
Clad in black jeans, black boots, a black hat,
a
jacket.
Sneaky.
Nash sauntered up to the First National Bank in Anchorage.
Hello.
And began violently pulling on the front doors.
Hey, let me in. Hey.
Employees told Nash through the glass that the bank wouldn't open for another hour.
We're open in an hour, sir.
But he stood his ground and passed a note through the locked doors.
Through the locked
this
doors.
This is a robbery.
Come back in an hour, you moron.
This is a robbery. He puts a note through the front doors that are locked.
With his name and what?
No, this time he didn't.
Oh,
this
he didn't
time
it
was not his name and his address. That was 5 years ago.
Okay.
Put the money in the bag and I will walk out. This is a robbery. God help us all. The note read.
God help us all.
I don't know what that means.
He should have scratched out, or I will walk out and I will stand here and take the money.
The supervisor immediately yelled for the bank door to be locked via a secondary locking mechanism and called 911.
Oh, come on.
But Nash continued standing outside the front door.
Hey, you're not going to call the police, are you? Getting my money now?
Are you kidding me?
Well, wait, though. So he was counting it outside. Did they give it to him?
Last time he was counting it outside.
Oh, last time.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But that's when he gave them his name and address.
The same bank?
The same bank he goes back to 5 years later.
Anchorage is small. I've been there. I lived there for a minute and a half.
It's the First National Bank in Anchorage.
There's a couple more banks than just that one.
Yeah.
There's a few more to choose from.
So why did you go back to the same one?
And did he never hear Kenny Rogers? You know, there's plenty of time for counting your money after the dealing is done. You don't count it at the table, buddy.
He was counting out in front of the bank that he robbed.
You idiot.
This time, the doors were locked, and he'd already put a note through that he was going to rob them, and they had an hour.
Hey, you know, about an hour.
I'm still out here, just so you know.
I'm going to rob y'all, and it'll be nice.
So the police arrived. He peacefully submitted and was transported to the police department.
I can't believe they'd call the police on him. Just leave him alone.
He seems nice.
He's a nice fellow, all in black.
Federal authorities have arrested a 77-year-old man for allegedly buying more than $1,800 in erectile dysfunction drugs.
Woo! That's a lot. He had a big weekend plan.
Without a prescription, intending to sell them to the massive Central Florida retirement community, The Village.
Be wiped out by heart attack after heart attack.
Where there's like 80,000 old people at The Village. Isn't that crazy?
What's going on out there tonight, man? They're whooping it up.
So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. I believe we have Carl Lunken on the line.
Carl? Hello?
Yo, what's up, my bitches?
Are you the... I didn't see a name in the story. Are you the 77-year-old?
That's me, yo. I'm slanging that V down there in the Villages.
That rules.
No, you can't spell the Villages without the big V, and that's what I give everybody.
How long have you been doing this?
About 10 years now.
Wow.
And I bought me a boat, bitch.
What's it named? What did you name your boat?
Huge Way.
How many customers do you have lined up every time?
I got homies knocking on my door day and night.
Stop trying to be hip. It's not working.
He's a 77-year-old drug dealer, man. He is automatically hip.
Okay.
You know, it's 4-1 down here in the Villages. Women to men.
Oh, is it?
So there's a big demand for the V, you know?
Sure.
Maybe I hook you up with the CC DeVille. That's what I call Cialis.
I am.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Definitely going to need to get a hold of you in about 10 years for sure. You're going to be
yeah,
around.
You will. I'm going to turn that overdone peony pasta into a carbide grill.
Will you still be around in 10 years?
Oh, yeah. With my kind of money I'm pulling down, I'm going to buy me all kinds of new organs.
So do you sample the product first? Do you make sure that it definitely works? And
hell, yeah. I got bitches day and night running into my crib, yo. I don't care if the man comes down on me and tries to stop my flow. because I'm ready to do hard time. Literally.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah,
we appreciate your
time. Keep that
hook you up.
Keep it up.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Come on, let me hook you up. My first one's free.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We did a topic recently, things that your parents didn't know about you. And we got a lot of calls from people who have kids that they have secrets from.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have not fessed up to their kids about certain things about their lives yet.
There was a woman who called who was a dominatrix.
Yep.
And her kid has no idea.
Yeah. What was the other thing? It was really, she actually told her kid on the air by name. What was the other one? I can't remember. It was really cool.
And the secret?
Yeah. It was classic secret. And she's like, you know what? I'm just, oh, she didn't graduate high school.
Oh, right.
She went and got her GED instead. And she hadn't told her kid because she was afraid that she would follow her example and not finish high school.
And
so,
her kid has straight A's.
Yeah, yeah. Really good student. So it was a total surprise to her kid on the air. Hey, I never graduated high school.
And that wasn't even the topic. I thought we were doing things that your parents didn't know.
Yeah, but I like
so
it.
So we'll
way.
take your calls now. 818-955-KLOS. Things your kids don't know about you.
What?
Or your past.
Yeah.
Something you did, a job you had.
What haven't you told your kids yet? Tell us. And, you know.
We'll keep it to ourselves. Don't worry.
818-955-KLOS.
So it's time for Who's Naked Now?
Yeah!
Who's naked now?
That is the question of the day.
You are going to love this story so much. Prankster plants fake nudist sign at popular non-naked Chicago beach.
I love that. That is awesome. It says right there, we can be naked.
A prankster posted a fake sign on a popular Chicago beach over the holiday weekend warning.
Clothing optional.
It was suddenly converted to a nudist park. The counterfeit parts district sign read nude beach past this sign. the police said we've been notified that someone has installed this cheeky sign at the Loyola Beach. Please note that this is not an official Chicago Park sign.
Now, I would think you would be able to sort of fight that one in court to some degree. There's a sign. You get a picture of it naked, of course.
Right
next to the sign. How many people fell for it?
That is the frustrating thing about the news.
Oh.
They don't always follow through.
Oh, people.
The guy puts up a sign that it's a nudist beach.
Yeah.
And you don't check if anyone went nude. It's left out of the article entirely. Well,
that's so ridiculous.
Right. That's my point exactly.
Boo.
Boo, indeed.
Worst journalist ever.
But I love this guy so much.
And I'm certainly not ever going to do that. That's a good idea.
Right? I love it. Give me five.
Like, why does it sound so weird?
You mean better? Why does it sound better?
Certainly what I mean.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Today's theme is gold.
G-O-L-D, gold.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the song title that they're singing about gold. It's Golden Earring, the band.
Sure.
You know, whatever. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Oh, I guess we should do a Bitcoin one at some point countdown since we're doing gold now. No? And how do you get a hold of us online? You refuse to say.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. At Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh.
I got gold.
Nope.
Fever.
That is, you're saying no to Clint Eastwood?
Yes, I'm saying no to Clint Eastwood. I'm feeling lucky.
But what was done has been seen. This is, fits our little countdown.
Doesn't matter. Just because it fits the countdown doesn't mean it's good.
That's
people.
Kevin's favorite pet peeve about music.
Yeah, I found a song. Yeah, but it's not good.
Who cares? It sucks.
Give me five songs about gold. Who's this?
Mike, people tell me I have a heart of gold, so maybe you can play that.
That was a stretch, Mike.
Whew.
But, you know, I appreciate Neil Young, so... All right,
cool, thanks.
Bad call, good song.
Okay, bye.
Hey there.
Hi, it's Give Me Five Songs About Gold.
Yeah, I got one with gold in the title by Pink Floyd called The Gold, It's in the...
Hello, KLOS.
Hi,
it's Give Me Five Songs About Gold.
Gold-ass woman.
Perfect, who are you?
Judith.
Now who are you?
Yeah, it sounded like she paused and made up a name.
Yeah.
It's a fake name.
Yeah.
Are you running from the law?
This vanilla ice cream is made with recycled plastic, and it's probably safe to eat.
Recycled plastic?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your ice cream comes in. You don't want to eat the plastic.
The vanilla ice cream is actually made with recycled plastic.
No.
This is a thing.
No. You know, this, I mean, that kind of makes sense, because just today that they're looking at something like this, I read this weird story that, you know, when plastic is such a problem on the planet, there's huge. So much of it. They have discovered in the wild a microbe that is eating plastic.
Is that right?
Some little thing out there now that is like, oh, wait a minute, this stuff tastes pretty good.
Some kind of worm?
And they're afraid, you know, it seems like that might be a good way to, you know, get rid of all the plastic.
Right.
But they're afraid if it gets out into the, you know, the U.S. or anywhere, start eating everything, because everything's made of plastic. We could have a serious issue on our hands. There's a bug now that's eating plastic.
All of a sudden, we're trying desperately to keep up with making new plastic.
Yeah. So maybe this is why they're going to turn plastic into ice cream?
I don't love it.
I don't either.
It's a UK designer who's claiming to have made the first ever ice cream with vanilla flavoring sourced from recycled plastic.
No!
Listen to this story.
No!
Scoop of vanilla ice cream can be refreshing on a hot day. The ingredients? Milk, vanilla, of course, and a large portion of plastic waste.
I love the music.
Dun, yeah, first of all, dun, you don't need the music. Dun, secondly, dun, you put the record scratch after the reveal, not before the reveal.
This is not well done.
No.
This is Guilty Flavors, an art installation that challenges people to think about our culinary future.
Guilty Flavors.
Guilty Flavors.
I don't actually hate that, but I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
You need to walk that line of hating.
And then listen, stay away from my ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You do your little art over there with whatever.
As well as the worsening problem of plastic pollution. It was created by Italian artist and designer Eleonora Ortolani.
Who refuses to eat any of it.
Right.
I ain't eating that crap. You go ahead, though.
We're not positive, but it looks good.
Who says she was inspired by the dual crises of global hunger and pollution exacerbated by failing recycling systems.
So basically she's like, let them eat plastic.
Right, just eat it. That's the answer. Eat it.
According
to a study out of the University of Auckland, the world's oceans currently contain more than 170 trillion pieces of plastic.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Have you seen the gargantuan?
I have.
Oh,
listen to
terrible.
How many for each person on Earth.
That's more than 21,000 segments of plastic waste for every human on Earth.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That is not good.
21,000 pieces of plastic for each human.
Clearly something needs to be done, whether it be this bug they found or turning it into ice cream that I refuse to eat and I will not eat it ever. There's no way.
Despite increased recycling efforts, statistics show only 10% of the plastic ever made has been recycled.
Wow.
And repeated calls to action to limit single-use plastics have largely gone unheeded.
All right, let me just make a point here.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you coming to vanilla ice cream? We already have garbage food like hot dogs.
Right, yes.
I'm not just bringing you a problem. I'm bringing you an answer.
Pork rinds.
We don't even want to know what's in some foods.
Stop tearing the skin off of pigs and make it out of plastic.
It makes no sense. Well, just add it to hot dogs.
There you go.
We already know it's hooves and garbage and other nonsense. We don't even want to know what's in a hot dog.
No.
And we've accepted it and we eat it.
Yes. So put it in the crap food.
So put it in that.
Not in ice cream.
Put it in the crap food, not vanilla ice cream.
We love ice cream.
What's wrong with you?
Ice cream. You scream.
We don't scream for ice cream.
Yeah.
But not this.
Have to.
Not this ice cream. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The state of California might take away my Skittles.
I'm afraid. You're going to be so angry. You're going to be so upset every day if that happens.
Because they contain red dye number 3. Apparently, it's not good for you.
What is good for you that you do anyway?
Because Skittles is such a health food. And people are dumb. A guy tried to rob a bank an hour before they opened. So while the doors were still locked, he slipped a note through saying he was robbing them. And then he waited for an hour until they opened.
And oddly enough, the police showed up in that time.
He was arrested. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And I think it'll be worth $2,200 if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
So, you know, when the Hollywood Bowl originally got started, one of the main things they did there was Easter sunrise services.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a very religious sort of place. Now, how many times have you been to very loud shows at the Hollywood
Bowl? Many.
I do believe on November 1st and 2nd, it's going to be extremely loud out there. Guns N' Roses are going to be playing. And those tickets are going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. You can get tickets and more info at gunsandroses.com. But they have Black Keys opening for them.
Oh, love that.
Love those guys.
Yeah, same.
So sometime between 5 and 6, we're going to play something from Black Keys. And when we do,
be caller 25, and you'll win tickets to see Guns N' Roses and Black Keys.
Are you looking for tickets? Anybody want some Guns N' Roses tickets? Hey, Guns N' Roses showing up at the Hollywood Bowl November 1st and 2nd. Are you looking for tickets?
Tickets. That's what it's like outside every venue.
That is a fact.
Guns N' Roses are playing November 1st and 2nd at Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, and tickets are available right now at gunsandroses.com. Public sale actually is going to be going on Friday at 10 a.m. And sometime between 5 and 6, we're going to play Black Keys. When we do, if you're caller 25, you get to go for free.
Because Black Keys are opening for
Guns
N' Roses.
Yeah. Well, we did indeed play the band that will be opening for Guns N' Roses out at the Hollywood Bowl, Black Keys, a little while ago. But we never got around to doing this. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Eric.
Eric, you're caller 25.
Let's go.
Let's go indeed. It's time for the KLOS name game.
Nope. Kevin, you're higher than a kite today.
I thought we were doing the name game.
Usually I'm the one who's higher than a kite.
We're not at all doing the name game.
Eric, what are you calling for?
I am calling for tickets.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. Sure, of course.
I don't know any phobias between A and D.
Well, hell's bells, good. Hey, just make sure that you are in time to see that band we played there at the very end of the Gimme 5, Black Keys, when you go to the Hollywood Bowl, all right?
I will leave myself plenty of time. Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey, tell her to be quiet in the background. What the hell?
That's my son.
Oh, sorry. Real nice.
Oh, man. Strike two for you guys.
Wow. We are really on it today. It is time for the KLOS name game. We have $1,900 for you if you're caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Know your phobias.
Who's this?
Jack.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great, Snuggo.
You are caller 25.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Hoping you spent a lot of time on a therapist's couch because you know what we're looking for, right?
Well, I do.
We're looking for a name of a phobia that starts with an A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And Jack, the last couple of guesses were claustrophobia, you know, the fear of confined spaces, and chromophobia, the fear of bright colors. That was from Russell. I don't think I've heard that one before.
Me either.
Jack, what are you afraid of?
Okay, I actually had this one last week, and I didn't even know it was a thing. Dentophobia, which is the fear of dentists.
No kidding.
Dentophobia.
I've never heard of that.
That is me 100%. I am so there. I hate dentists. And even in
one likes dentists.
No, but they can be really nice and they can be really cool, and I hate their guts.
D-E-N-T-O. Dentophobia.
Dentophobia.
Yep.
Is that it, Kevin? He's looking it up now. He's digging down into the computer system. What are you doing? Oh!
Sorry. Sorry, that's incorrect.
That should be it, Jack. I agree with you 100%.
I agree, too.
You can't agree with him.
How did you find out that you have it?
Well, because I went to the dentist last week.
Ah, that'll do her.
And then I was looking up phobias, and I saw that there was a fear of dentists, so that was the one I went with.
Makes sense.
All right.
Well, sorry. Thanks for playing, Jack. And next hour, it'll be worth
$2,000.
Right now, what do you want to do, Kevin?
We have your shot at the KLOS name game. It's up to $2,000. Oh. If you'd like to play, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
What are we doing now?
The name game.
All right. The name game. The name game. Yeah, baby. Let's give away some money, Kevin. What do you think?
I don't like that voice, is what I think. KLOS, who's this?
It is me, Kevin and Sluggo. Are we reaching?
Hey!
We are. What is your name?
Really?
Yes. Sluggo forgot.
Terry!
You're caller 25, which means you get to play the KLOS name game.
I don't know. Have we ever played one of these ridiculous games with you? You're a regular KLOSer.
The name game, yeah. No, but
money, yes, and money. Kevin hung up on me. What was he, 75 cents?
I did. I hung up on him.
That.
Yeah, it was an accident. Wink,
yeah,
wink.
Yeah, nudge. As we're laughing. Yeah.
All right, KLOS name game. Are you ready?
I'm ready, gentlemen.
All right, we're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And let me tell you, Terry, the last couple of guesses, very strange to call you by your name. That's weird.
Yes, it is.
Last couple of guesses were dentophobia, which is the fear of dentists, and claustrophobia, which, you know what that is. You know what claustrophobia is. I don't have to tell you that.
I'm scared of small places.
Yeah. So neither one of those are right. Terry, what do you think it is for $2,000? I would love to give you $2,000. That would be awesome.
I don't know. Ah! Anal phobia.
What?
Anal phobia.
Hang on, let me look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Let me just make sure here.
So you know some nice lady who has the phobia you discuss here?
I believe it is.
Is it really?
I believe it is, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, dude, you rule. Now, is that the right answer?
Is that the right answer? It is not. Sorry. You gave it a really good try, though.
Hey, you gave it the best answer we've ever had, by far.
Hey, it was very nice talking to you guys. It's been a long time.
Catches if it is. All right, so $2,100 sometime between now and 6. Money, 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 money. Take our money.
We're doing the name game, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it now.
The KLOS name game. We have your shot to win $2,100. If you're caller 25, 818-955, KLOS, good luck.
Oh, let's play this game, shall we?
The name game, the name game.
Brought to you by Zero the Dog.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Marlene.
Marlene, you're caller 25.
Oh, my goodness, awesome.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
Now, Marlene, I hate to have to tell you this, but the last guess was really weird. It was anal phobia. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
We love Terry. He's a very interesting human being. And that's what he came up with. Before that is one I could relate to from Jack. Dentophobia, fear of dentists. Those are both wrong. Marlene, for $2,100, what do you think it is?
I think it is, let me try to pronounce this, atrichophobia. It's a fear of failure.
Fear of failure.
How do you spell that?
A-T-Y-C-H-I-P-H-O-B-I-A.
And a fear of failure. Boy, that's my life right there in a nutshell.
Now, you don't fear it. You just
I'm just giving into it
you
already.
You just love it.
Oh!
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I like that one, though. I haven't heard of that one.
Thank you for calling, though. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Marlene, thanks for playing along.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$2,200.
Meanwhile, at H&M Body Shop, they are listening to KLOS.
Oh, nice.
They've got it cranked up loud at H&M Body Shop. And that's all thanks to Brandon. Brandon.
Well done, Brandon.
Doing good work. Talking Heads lead David Byrne released the film he starred in and directed on this day in rock in 1986. True story. 20 years after he had released the best-selling live album in history, Peter Frampton released Peter Frampton Comes Alive 2 on this day in rock in 1995. U2 did a really weird thing on this day in rock in 2001 while at a show in South Bend, Indiana for free on U2.com. They did this thing where they webcast their show, the Elevation Tour, and it was free.